Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic D-Express Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity has now dropped to an extremely low level, one of the lowest levels recorded in recent months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 89, that's 89, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to a very low level of 33. And the IPS reports that those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. It just means as we move through the plateau, or the peak of solar cycle 24, and approaching the new season, or the new cycle 25, long distance high frequency propagation over multi-hop routes on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. And those sort of conditions are expected to remain for several months as we move into the beginning of solar cycle number 25. So don't expect too much activity on the high frequency bands, particularly on darkness or semi-darkness bands above about 14 megahertz. And now we have our propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently. Good propagation has been noted here in Victoria, southeastern Australia, on 6 megahertz. That's the 49 metre band during our pre-sunrise period between 2000 and 2030. This is a summary of channel occupancies I noted. 5865 at the band edge, Radio Fardar from Kuwait, the IBB station broadcasting in Persian. And 5890, Radio Free Asia from Tinian Island, the Marianas, broadcast in Chinese. And 5900, Korean Broadcasting System via the Kostinbrod relay in Bulgaria, with German until closing at 2000. And 5910, Radio Romania International in Serbian, closing also at 2000. And 5930, the Bob Voice Broadcasting Station, broadcasting from the Nauen relay site in Germany. It has a 10-minute broadcast in Arabic between 2005 and 2015. Good signals here in Melbourne. And 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System from the Usedom, France relay station with programs in French. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey with its Turkish programming. Another frequency for Radio Free Asia Tinian, the Marianas Islands, is 5970 with Chinese. And 5985, China Radio International from a Beijing transmitter in English. Just up there, 5995, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany with its programs in Russian. Now, some schedule information about international broadcasting stations. Radio Bangladesh, the present schedule shows the following broadcasts. 1230 to 1300 on 15105 to Southeast Asia in English. 1315 to 1345 on 9455 to Southern Asia in Nepali. 1400 to 1430 on 15505 to Western Asia in Urdu. And the same frequency 1515 to 1545 in Hindi, and 1600 to 1630 on 7250 in Arabic to the Near and Middle East, and the same frequency 1630 to 1730 in Bangla to the same target area. And finally on 13580, 1745 to 1900 in English to Western Europe, and 1915 to 2000 also to Western Europe in Bangla. So that was the current schedule, as far as we can understand, from Radio Bangladesh. We continue on now with some more monitoring observations made here in Melbourne, following from our earlier notes. A 49 metre band between 2000 and 2030. 6030 Ethiopia, Radio Oromia, broadcasting in the Afar language to signing off at 2000. On the adjacent channel 6035, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Russian to signing off at 2020. And another frequency for Iran is 6155 in Arabic, also signing off at 2020. Belarus 6080, programming in Belarusian from Minsk, that's the domestic service. 6100 China, Radio International from Xi'an in Arabic. And 6110, another Ethiopian station, Radio Fana, broadcasting in the Oromo language. 6170, Radio Romania International in French. And 6185, China Radio International from the Tserik relay station in Albania, broadcasting in Arabic. And 6230, an unscheduled frequency for China National Radio Network, one in Chinese, noted between 1900 until closing at 2100. The frequency is not listed in the ITU as of this date, and it's possible that this is a test transmission from an unidentified site. Reception quality and signal strength here in Melbourne were excellent. So that's our short survey of monitoring observations made here in Melbourne on 6 MHz during our pre-sunrise period between 2000 and 20. Some further international broadcasting news, this time some schedule information. And this is the information from the ITU, or the High Frequency Coordination Committee's schedule, given on its website, for frequencies of stations broadcasting at the lower end of the 16 metre band. 17485, China Radio International from Kashi, 0500 to 0657 in Arabic. 17485, Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, 1530 to 1558 in English, and that's in the digital mode, DRM. 17485, the Voice of America from Udon Thani in Thailand, Chinese from 0900 to 1100, and in Tibetan from 1400 to 1500. And on 17490, China Radio International, broadcast between midnight and 0100 in Cantonese from Beijing, and 0100 to 0255 in Amoy. And again from 0700 to 1257 in English from Kashi. All Indie Radio is currently scheduled for 17510, 0845 to 0945 in Indonesian, 1000 to 1100 in English, and 1115 to 1215 in Tamil. And the same frequency is also used by China Radio International for various programs. 0400 to 0457 in Hakka from Xi'an, 0500 to 0600 in English from Kashi, 0600 to 0657 in English from Kashi, and 1200 to 1227 in Filipino from Xi'an. And finally, at frequency 17510, it's also used by the BBC from its Kranji, Singapore relay station between 1300 and 1330 in Uzbek on Thursdays only. And 17515, the Bob of Voice broadcasting station from Nauen in Germany, broadcasts between 1600 right through until 1800 in various languages to Africa, including Uzbek, Amharic, Somali, and Tigrinya. Programs vary from different programs on each day in 30-minute time segments. Another frequency for China Radio International is 17520, 0600 0700 in Italian from Kashi, and in Chinese 0700 to 0800 in Kashi, and also in Chinese from 0800 0900 with an antenna change. KSDA AWR Guam broadcasts on 17520, also 2300 to midnight, with programs in Chinese. And 17530, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 0520 to 0620, programs in Spanish from the Sirjan Relay Station.
And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.